Good morning. It's Monday, the 7th of April. I'm Sasha Keir with today's news, sports and weather. The Foreign Affairs Council is meeting in Kirchberg today to discuss trade relations with the US. EU ministers will discuss finding a common response to the American tariffs announced by President Trump last week. From Wednesday, a 20% tariff will apply to European imports in the United States. Panic selling has gripped global markets this morning as US tariffs continue to send shockwaves around the world and deepen fears of a global recession. Japan's Nikkei has dropped by 6.3%. Hong Kong's Hang Seng is down 9%. Futures contracts for the New York Stock Exchange's main boards were sharply down on Sunday, suggesting more pain for battered Wall Street stocks when markets open later today. Donald Trump, speaking to reporters, has defended his trade policy, saying that sometimes you have to take the medicine to fix something. Trump announced last week a baseline 10% import tariff on goods coming into the US and higher rates for many countries, including allies the EU, Japan and Taiwan. In other news, a serious accident on Sunday between Bacharach and Pétange left three people critically injured, one of whom, a 22-year-old woman, later died in hospital. According to a police statement released in the afternoon, a car and a van collided. Initial findings suggest the driver of the car, who was heading towards Pétange, lost control of his vehicle for reasons still unknown and veered into the oncoming lane, where he struck the delivery van. The public prosecutor's office has been informed, and the Forensics and Investigations Unit is working to determine the cause of the accident. Three bodies were found in a house in Weiterfeld near Westerwald in Rhineland-Palatinate on Sunday. A spokesperson for Koblenz police confirmed authorities are actively searching for the suspected perpetrator. The victims, two men and a woman, have been identified, but further details have not been released. Reports indicate that officers saw a man fleeing the scene. A manhunt is now underway, with authorities setting up a hotline for tips. Talks between Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and US President Trump today are expected to be dominated by Washington's shock tariffs on Israel and escalating tensions with Iran. And Gaza's Civil Defense Agency says Israeli strikes killed at least 44 people on Sunday. Dozens of Palestinians have been killed almost daily since Israel resumed its military offensive in Gaza on March the 18th. Meanwhile, around 10 rockets were reportedly fired by Hamas in the Gaza Strip at southern Israel last night. Most of them were intercepted. One person was slightly injured. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. Starting with some results from last night's football matches, Union Berlin beat Wolfsburg 1-0. No goals were scored in the Manchester derby between United and City, just like the Villarreal versus Bilbao match. Juventus were held to a 1-1 draw by Roma. In cycling, Tadej Pogacar has won the Tour de Flanders on Sunday, with Mats Pedersen edging Mathieu van der Poel second in the line a minute later. The duel between the Slovenian and defending champion van der Poel played out across the 17 hills in bright sunshine before Pogacar went solo. And in Formula One, Max Verstappen has won the Japanese Grand Prix, his first victory of the 2025 Formula One season. It's another sunny day throughout the country, kicking off a lovely sunny spring week. After a chilly start, temperatures will go from around 1 degree this morning to 7 to 8 degrees later, rising to highs of 12 to 13 degrees in the afternoon. The wind is less strong and generally it feels a bit colder today than the last few days.